what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on, just call me back.
It's a special Halloween themed edition of the loser line today.
Okay.
Yeah. Meaning every voicemail message that we received is from somebody who met a random hottie this past weekend while attending a Halloween party or a family gathering?
No,
wait.
I hope not.
That's scary in a different way.
Yeah.
For example, if you're at a spooky nightclub and a guy dressed as a mummy approaches you and uses this charming pickup line,
excuse me, miss.
What?
You look like Cleopatra with cleavage.
Oh.
And that makes my downstairs area rise from the dead.
No! I mean, it's a good mummy line. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
After he says that.
If he said that, it'd be like, you got some problems down there, huh?
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't hurl a pumpkin at his head.
Because I'm going to dodge it. Instead,
tell him that you want to bob for his apple.
And
that's when you give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Lisa, it's from a Jess Halloween party last night. I was just wondering how you were doing today. Maybe you had a bit of a hangover from that spooky juice. I sure do. That's not why I'm calling you, but I just wanted to let you know that I had an amazing time last night. I've never made out with a sexy centaur lady before. That was the first time I've ever made out with a creature like that. And it's just kind of weird, me rubbing my fingers through your fur and feeling your horns, but I kind of liked it. I'm not going to lie. I'm wondering if you liked it. I think you did. I think we both like making out with each other's faces. But there's just one, just kind of wondering this one thing, and it's very, very weird, and I probably not. I have to ask you, when I was making out with you, the way your costume is all set up, was there somebody in the back of it while we were making out? I swear to God, I saw the back of your costume move, but I don't know. It could have been, the spooky juice. You never know. So, can you call me and tell me, was there somebody in the back of your costume?
Next message.
Oh! Is it bad that I feel like he deserves that answer?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't say that he wasn't into having that third person in there. Maybe he wanted them to join into that weird makeout.
That's what I'm saying. Technically, that's a three-way kiss.
Right.
Dude, technically.
Who gets forced into the butt of a centaur costume?
I feel like I would somehow.
Yeah, good point, Jose.
You guys would be like, come on, it'd be funny. And I'm like, oh, people will laugh? Yeah. Let's do it.
Next message.
Hey, Brent. This is I'm at the pumpkin patch you told me to meet you at around 12 o'clock midnight. I actually been here for like 15 minutes. Where the heck are you? Like, you gonna have me waiting out here like some Charlie Brown shit? I really don't understand. Like, I'm sitting here around these pumpkins, sitting here on the farm. I don't know if the farmer gonna see me. Like, I may go to jail. You already know I'm on probation. I ain't trying to go to jail. So, I'm here for another 10 minutes, and that's all. And I'm out. Like, I'm not going to jail for waiting for a chick in a pumpkin patch. That's some bullshit.
Oh, my God.
I feel it, bro.
Dude, when he made the Charlie Brown reference, my heart went out to him.
Oh,
I'm like, you are Charlie Brown.
That was cold to send him out there to a pumpkin patch at midnight.
Well, this is the time of year you would actually fall for that, because that sounds like an activity.
Yeah, but he's on probation. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. For sure, those were his famous last words.
Yeah.
might be in a headline soon.
Yeah.
Remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's weirding you out around the Halloween times. Have them call us and leave a weird voicemail that we can play, like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Jessica. This is I was a guy dressed up as Zeus the other night at the club when we met. Loved your mermaid costume, by the way. Anyway, I was just calling because you gave me your number, and I was really excited about meeting you. I really liked you, but I looked up your horoscope. I remember you told me you were Libra, and I got to tell you, I love the fact that you're into astrology. We have so much in common. But I got bad news. I just want to read this to you real quick. It says, nobody struggles with Jekyll and Hyde syndrome more than a Libra. As you're torn between sticking with someone from your past or someone from your future. And this means to me that you've still got someone else in your life and you're deciding between them or someone else. I just don't want to be a part of that. I don't mean to sound cruel. I know where this is going. It's written in the stars, and I just can't do it. So as much as I liked you, I got to say goodbye.
Next message.
Wow. He just talked himself out of that. So yeah. That means if you ever want to be like not attractive to someone, you just need to be a Libra.
I guess. You can also just go to a different website and it probably says you're compatible.
Yeah, literally.
As a Libra, I was very, very offended by
that. Are you?
But at the same time, I did kind of like it.
Okay. Yeah. You tried to balance things,
yeah,
didn't you?
I do kind of have that Jekyll and Hyde thing going, I guess.
Interesting.
Next message.
Hey, Jessica, it's again. I met you at house party. I was the clown and you were that hot pirate. Anyway, we seem to be getting along great, but you're not calling me back. And I think I know what's going on. I'm really sorry. I feel like I need to apologize to you. I had a lot to drink and it came down on me like a ton of bricks. And well, what I did to that pumpkin, there's no excuse for it. I mean, on Halloween, it's about kids and stuff. And to think that you saw me in a pumpkin, what the is wrong with me? Look, I really want you to call me back. If you give me another chance, I promise I'll never crap in a pumpkin again.
You know, I thought he did something different in a pumpkin.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Wow. Yeah.
I think both are unacceptable.
Okay, yeah. No.
You wouldn't get the loser line either way.
There's no coming back.
Just
from
anything
that
in a pumpkin is a bad idea.
Just leave him alone.
Especially when you're dressed as a clown.
Right. Unless the pumpkin comes on to you first.
No,
then it's allowed.
No,
never.
Never. I don't think so.
Wow. Harsh crowd today. But remember, you can listen to Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Phone tap's coming up right after this.